Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You say, wait a minute, I thought we're covering the Lord's Prayer. Well, the Lord's Prayer is that God's will be done. And one of His very, very crucial desires for His will in our life is that we have a mind that is in keeping with His will. And we're going to study that a little bit this morning as we alternate around different passages of the Scripture. As most of you probably have heard or seen or read about, on Friday at 12:18, something happened 5 stories underground in that man-made concrete island out into the East River called the World Trade Center. What's amazing, not so much to me that all the cars got blown up, and it's tragic that the people were killed and all the people were smoke blackened and all of those things. But what was fascinating to me was when the news coverage came around, they said in one little explosion, not only were 150,000 people affected, but 90-some percent of all the cellular phone traffic in New York City, the UHF, VHF channels of television, and various other microwave relays, 90-some percent of which are located at the top of those two tallest buildings in New York City, were all knocked out just like that. The communications network for so much of New York City, because it had all been clustered at the top of those two towers, was knocked out in one explosion in the basement. Think about that for a minute. Think about an explosion that can knock out the incredible communication facility for millions and millions of people. Now change gears and get into high gear, because it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him?" But here's the important part. 1 Corinthians 2:16. If you've never underlined, circled, starred this passage, it's a crucial one. "But we have the mind of Christ." If you are a born-again person this morning, one of the evidences of your salvation, one of the ways that the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God is that you have a growing awareness that you have the very mind of Christ. Now I want to explain that to you a little bit, maybe going into between your ears and my ears into a place that you haven't thought about much, but inside that little few-pound gray organ that's at the top of our bodies are between 12 and 14 billion little cells that are our brain cells. Now, if that's not enough, each of those cells has the ability to grow little connectors. They're called tendrils. Between each cell, they can have up to 10,000 connections with nearby other cells. In other words, here's a brain cell that does something, and here's another one, and those two are linked together, but also that brain cell can be linked to 10,000 other cells. That brings your computing capacity up to being in the trillions of little microprocessors. Now, let's put it right down to where we are. If you took all of the televisions, radios, and telephones in the whole world, and all the information that can go out and be exchanged between those things, between a television station and millions of TV sets, between a radio station and millions of radios, between one telephone and another telephone anywhere in the world, if you put all that together for the whole planet Earth, your mind has more communication going on between the cells than between all the inhabitants of the Earth in all the forms of communication. That's how powerful that little object is up here. There is no computer, there is no machine, there is no super cray computer, or I guess they're out now, whatever. You can't link computers together to get them to do what your mind can do right now. It's fascinating. But that's just the mind you were born with. But it says right here in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16 that something can be done. Much like plugging a 586, hasn't come out yet, has it? Well, a 486 chip into your computer. Just like you can upgrade a computer, you can super upgrade your mind. Because this 12 to 14 billion cell, 10,000 times that power of communication and networking, is just what a fallen, normal, sinful human being gets at birth. But it says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, but we who have been born again, we who have known God intimately, we who have by faith trusted in His Word and have received Jesus Christ through the simple act of embracing Him by faith, calling on His name, we not only have this mega computer mind, but we have it enhanced to such a degree that it can do what no collection, consortium of engineers and scientists and electrical engineers on earth can do. Have you ever thought about what your renewed mind can do? There's no instrument on earth. There's no radial telescope. There's no array dish antenna. There is no super laser-guided anything that can communicate with God. But did you know right where you sit, with a renewed mind, with the mind of Christ, you can instantaneously, with no busy signal, with no down cells. Have you ever talked to someone on one of those fancy cellular phones? They're talking to you, they go, hi, how are you? You know, they're just going like that. About every time they pass one of those breaks between the relays, it fades out. You'll never fade out with God. You can instantly be in touch with God right now, talking to Him. And you know what's really exciting? With the new mind that you have in Christ, He can communicate back. It's a transceiver. It's not just a receiver. It's not just a transmitter. We have the mind of Christ. Now, the Scriptures tell us that we have entered into, when we talk about the mind that Christ has given to us, the ultimate arena. I want to read to you one line from the Lord's Prayer that we've been looking at for 2 weeks, and we're going to look at again. Because He said, pray then in this way, our Father who art in heaven, and by the way, it's not your mouth that gets God's attention. It's your mind, your spirit, your heart. This is your heart. You know, it used to be that the ancients used to say that the center of man's feelings was his splanchnoid. You know what that is in English? Bowels. They used to think, you know how you get sick down here when you have a test or the policeman pulls you over or you hear the banks crash, the stock market crash, and you get sick down here? Well, that's where they used to think your heart was. Then we moved it up here, you know, and all the Cupids and everything. Actually, it's right here. The center of our being and our reasoning and our spirit and our true person is right here. And this is the arena of spiritual conflict, and this is the arena of spiritual communication with God. And when you enter into this arena, you enter into the place where all eternal decisions are made. And the Lord says, when you're communicating to your Father who art in heaven, and when you're saying to Him, hallowed be Thy name, when you're telling Him, Thy kingdom come, you are to petition Him. And here's the third petition that we're looking at this morning. Thy will be done on earth. Right here, as it is up there. Have you ever come to that place? Have you ever come to the place where you have bowed your will to God's will for your mind? Now, we saw last week that God has a will for your soul, and that is that it be born again, you be saved. God has